This is debt and credit expert Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. We are here to talk about all things financial that the world forgot to teach us.
Hello, this is Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. And this week's episode, we are talking about some emergency planning and emergency things with finances because of the current coronavirus outbreak. And so what I find a lot of times when things are so uncertain is people do irrational things with their money and they don't realize that they're acting irrationally. For example, buying all the toilet paper at the grocery store. And so I wanted to have this podcast, this episode, be dedicated to just talking through some of those things and also giving you some tips for how to deal with your mortgage, your rent, your whatever creditors are calling you, so that you can have a good plan in place. So first of all, I know it's scary. Often our chests are like all tightened up, not because we're sick, but because we're just trying to figure out how we're going to get through one more day. If you're working from home with your kids running around, you're trying to homeschool them, everything is really crazy. And so I think one thing that we have to get through is this is all going to pass, but we have to be able to get through it. And so one of the things we're mostly concerned about is where we live, our mortgage, our rent, and that kind of thing. So if there's a lot of bad misinformation out there, and every time I see a news article that says that Congress has delayed evictions for 2 months or the state has delayed evictions, if you actually read through what the state did sometimes, they didn't necessarily delay evictions. What they did was they may have authorized local governments to delay if they want to or prevent evictions. So you have to be really careful with the information that you read and make sure that it applies to you and your situation. So if you have a landlord, if you are a renter, I recommend that you reach out to your landlord if you're having problems paying rent and let them know and come up with a plan and keep in communication with them and find out what exactly their terms are, what the plan is going to be going forward, and make sure that they know that you are planning on paying your rent. Because even if evictions are delayed or foreclosures are delayed or mortgage payments are deferred, those payments are still going to be due at some point. So we need to be really careful with that. The same thing if you have a mortgage on your house. So if you're paying a mortgage company or a bank, call your mortgage company and ask them what their terms are, if they have any deferment programs, how repayment's going to be handled, what you need to do to qualify or apply, because some mortgages and some landlords are going to require you to show that you actually had a financial hardship. Many people are still working and working from home and making their same salary, and so that's likely not going to be considered a financial hardship. So with mortgage and with your landlord, communication and writing down what the answers are that they give you on the phone are really important, and make a checklist to go through and figure out who you've talked to, when you talk to them, and what the terms are so that you can decide what to pay. But keep in mind that keeping a roof over your head is probably the most important thing at this point. And then when it comes to other creditors that may be calling you because you have credit card bills or you have student loans, there are various programs out there that have been proposed. Student loan interest has been paused for right now, but we're not exactly sure how that's going to work. There have been no details on that. So make sure that when you call a creditor, find out what their program is, how to qualify, how to apply, and then find out how they're going to report on your credit. Because if they're going to report you as late for following the terms of their forbearance, that's not a good deal. So find out how they're going to report it as well on your credit. And hopefully everyone's going to defer credit reporting for 60, 90 days, however long it takes to get through this. You'll see throughout these tips that a lot of it is communication and sitting down and having a checklist to write things out and figure out who did you talk to, when did you talk to them, and what were the terms. And that's really important to organize and keep things together like that. there were a lot of programs back in 2008 and 2009 that were supposedly to help consumers with mortgages and things like that. And what we found was that the terms of the forbearance were not always as advantageous as they should be. For example, there was a program that deferred mortgage payments for 12 months, and everyone thought that was great. But then you got to the 13th month, and all 12 of those payments became due at once in a balloon payment. So make sure you understand when the payment is going to be due and how they're going to report on your credit. Very important. Communication. It's also really stressful just to think about what's going on. And so I would encourage you to have a family meeting on budgeting, because making sure that your dollars are going to the right things. You may have had to increase some expenditures for homeschooling. You may have had to pay for Netflix or Hulu or something because you're home all day, every day, if you're in a situation or a location where you have to shelter in place. So check your budget and your expenditures. If there are things that you don't really need right now, you could drop them from your budget. We've dropped a couple of memberships to, I think it was a membership to a bouncy house place that the kids go to, things like that, where you could probably drop memberships. Keeping in mind that the small businesses out there also are struggling. And if you can afford to pay for things while you're sheltering in place, that would be helpful. And then also the other thing that's been brought up repeatedly as far as budgeting and concern going forward is food and takeout and DoorDash and Uber Eats and all those ones that deliver the food from restaurants, because restaurants, obviously, if they can't be open for business, they may have a problem staying in business. So if you are eating out more frequently, try to support local businesses, but keep in mind you also need to watch your budget. If your income has not increased, then it's harder to spend more money on food and eating out. So be very careful of that. Be mindful of it. I would say sit down once a week and go through and figure out what your eating in, eating out looks like, what your budget looks like. Can you afford rent? If you can afford your rent and mortgage and or mortgage, then pay them and get some information on other debts that you have. Another debt that may come up is car loans. So if you have a car loan that you were not able to pay at this point because your job has been reduced in hours or no hours, then make sure you call the car loan company and do the same things with the mortgage. Do they have any deferment plans? What's the plan for repaying? How are they going to report it on your credit? Very similar discussion with everyone you talk to. Especially with car loans right now, it's great to get a plan in place for the car loans. You probably aren't using very much gas these days, so hopefully that's a little bit of a decrease in your budget items when you're going through and staying at home and not being able to go as many places as you normally do on your commute. And then if you have been let go from your job, or you've been furloughed, or whatever term that your company is using, they're not sure exactly what's going on, make sure that you're applying for the right unemployment benefits that are available to you. So most states have come up with resource centers for applying for unemployment and leave pay. So apply for those, check on your state's website for unemployment to see if they have a special COVID-19 plan available for disability. Some of it may be disability if you actually are impacted by the virus itself, or unemployment, so that you can at least have some income coming into your household and pay the necessary expenses such as rent, mortgage, and then food for you and your family. So I know it's a really scary time, and I'm going to have a couple of guests on in the next couple of weeks just talking about different areas that you may want to pay attention to, especially with the stock market doing what it's doing. It can be a little scary for investing these days. So I look forward to talking to everyone and talking to a couple of guests who can hopefully talk to us a little bit about financial literacy and recessions and long-term investing and that kind of thing. So stay calm. Don't panic. Have a budget, talk to your family, talk to your creditors, and get a plan in place. I'm Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, visit us at mydebttherapy.com or on our Facebook page, Debt Therapy. We would love to connect and help out on your financial journey.